I'm Graeme Pascoe, continuing the morning music program for your enjoyment. In the 1930s, two American songwriters, Harry Revel and Mack Gordon, wrote a lot of songs, particularly for motion pictures. They were popular, and I'm going to play two recordings of songs written by Harry Revel and Mack Gordon, both written in the 1930s.
As thrilling as a college cheer, as sympathetic as a baby's tear. You're as smooth as a kitten's ear, I never would trade you for all the money in the mint. It feels like love, it looks like love. Oh, can't you take a hint? You hit the spot like a balmy breeze on a night in May. You hit the spot like a cool mint julep on a summer day. You hit a new high in my estimation. I had to call, 'cause you've got so much on the follow. You hit the spot like the first embrace when the night is tied. You hit the spot like a pipe and slippers by a fireside. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly what it is that you've got, but ooh, you hit the spot. Spot like the first embrace when the night is tied. Hit the spot like a pipe and slippers by a fireside. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly what it is that you've got, but ooh, ooh, you hit the spot.
Ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever have a dream thrill you with, will you be mine? Oh, it's so grand, and it's too divine. Did you ever see a dream dancing? Well, I did.
Did you ever see a dream romancing? Well, I did. Did you ever see heaven right in your arms, saying, I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking and the heaven in my arms was you.
That was the British band of Henry Hall singing with Les Allen doing the singing. Did you ever see the dream, A Dream Walking? And before that, Johnny Mathis sang with Percy Faith's orchestra, You Hit the Spot. Both songs written in the 1930s by Harry Revel and Mac Gordon.
From this moment on, happy day, no more blues songs, only whoop-de-doo songs from this moment on. For you've got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, the sweet lips to kiss me good night. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this moment, to kiss me good night. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this
Fitzgerald, with Buddy Bradman's orchestra, made that recording in 1956. The show had been, or the song had been written by Cole Porter for a 1950 New York show called Out of This World, From This Moment On. Seemed to me to be a pretty good song, but evidently it was dropped before the show went to New York, and the show flopped anyway. Perhaps there was some poetic justice in that.
As I wash my dishes, I'll be following a plan till I see the brightness in every pot and pan. I am sure this point of view will ease the daily grind, so I'll keep repeating in my mind. Look for the silver lining whenever sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will all
like youth is wasted on the young, love's more comfortable the second time you fall. Like a friendly home, the second time you call. What led us to this miracle we found? There are those who'll bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time.
Second Time Around was the title song of a 1960 motion picture which starred Debbie Reynolds. It was written by James Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. The song was nominated unsuccessfully for the Oscar for the Best Film Song of that year. Shirley Bassey sang it with Nelson Riddle's orchestra. And the song before that was Look for the Silver Lining. And that was from a 1920 New York show called Sally. Music by Jerome Kern. Lyrics by Buddy De Silva. And the singer was Judy Garland. Not long before I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. In 1947, Ken Lane and Irving Taylor wrote a song called Everybody Loves Somebody. It was revived in the 1960s when Dean Martin used it as the closing theme for his TV show. Do you remember?
Here's a brand new tune with a very sincere lyric and a melody to match. It's been kind of getting a pretty solid play, and I'd like to throw in my version. Everybody loves somebody. Everybody love somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Oh, everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Everybody Loves Somebody, sung by Buddy Clark.
Melancholy too.
Rex Beneke was the vocalist with Glenn Miller's orchestra in that recording of My Melancholy Baby. It was a recording from the early 1940s. The song had been written in 1911 by Ernie Burnett and George Norton. Time for me to play a couple of songs by my singer of renown for this week. Yes, I've chosen two. He was indeed a singer of renown, an Austrian tenor and film actor born in 1891. I refer to Richard Tauber. His first role in opera was when he was only 21 years old, and he performed over 100 roles in opera and operetta, and that was in London and in Europe. He was renowned for wearing a monocle and also a massive recording career. His many records were widely played on Australian radio. I refer to Richard Tauber, and here is the first of my selections of songs, vocals by Richard Tauber. Love Comes at Blossom Time, written for an operetta in the early 1920s by Sigmund Rongberg, with lyrics by Dorothy Donnelly, sung by my singer of renown, Richard Tauber. I'm going to play Richard Tauber's recording of what's probably the best known and the biggest selling ever of a Christmas song, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. And it's an unusual version. After the first chorus, you'll hear a rarely recorded verse.
Right. May your days be merry and The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees swing. There's never been a such a day when roses have looked so gay. But it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north.
White Christmas, Irving Berlin's composition, sung by Richard Tauber, who sang the rarely recorded verse about the sun shining and the palm trees swaying.
Imagine sprinkle me with perfume rare, and I'll be on my way. Stick some slickum on my hair, I may be gone all day. Oh, I'm riding for a haul, dootin' up in my shirts and ties, for the gal with the big blue eyes. Oh, I'm riding for a haul, dootin' up in my two-tone shoes, for the gal with the baby blues. Oh, yes, I know, she's a dangerous critter, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know. She's a dangerous critter, I know. But I can't quit her, I'm riding for a haul, dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know, she's a witch of a woman, I know. She's a witch of a woman,
I know. She's a witch of a woman,
I know.
Oh.
But I'm so human, I'm riding for a haul, dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know, people died of her cooking, I know. People died of her cooking, I know. People died of her cooking.
But, oh, she's so good-looking. I'm riding for a haul, dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a
know.
Prick on the trigger, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a prick
know.
On the trigger, I know.
Oh, yes,
she's
I
a prick
know.
On the trigger, I know. She's a prick on the trigger.
I know. But, ooh, that figure.
I'm riding for a haul, dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes. Oh, yes, I know.
She'll be spending my sugar,
I know.
She'll be spending my sugar,
I know.
She'll be spending my sugar,
but oh,
you can't rhyme sugar.
I'm riding for a fall, dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Yes, I'm riding for a fall, dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes.
Dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes. Dootin' up like I wasn't wise, to the gal with the big blue eyes.
You just heard two songs written for motion pictures. The first, Lovely to Look At, written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields for the motion picture version of Roberta, in which it was sung by Irene Dunne, big film star of the 1930s. She was accompanied by Nat Shilkret's orchestra. The song was nominated unsuccessfully as the best film song from 1935. And in 1943, Dennis Morgan and Joan Leslie sang a song from a motion picture, I'm Riding for a Fall, written by Arthur Schwartz and Frank Lesser. Paul Francis Webster was a very successful and prolific songwriter, lyric writer in particular. Three of the songs that he wrote were nominated for Oscars and won Oscars. I'm going to play two songs. I wonder if you can guess which of the two won the Oscar for the best film song of its year.
A certain smile, a certain face, can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance refrain.
comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Two songs composed by Sammy Fain with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. Secret Love, gee, that was a big hit for Doris Day, wasn't it? That won the Oscar for the Best Film Song of 1953. I played a recording by the Canadian singer Anne Murray. And that was preceded by A Certain Smile, the title song of a 58 film. Johnny Mathis sang it, and it was a hit for Johnny in 1958.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me your shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean.
Little Things Mean a Lot, written by Carlton Stutz and Edith Kalish, sung very successfully by Kitty Callan. That record topped our hit parades in 1954. When I think of La Vie en Rose, I think of Edith Piaf. She was one of the songwriters, and of course she recorded the song. I'm going to play a recording of La Vie en Rose by a different recording artist. Thank you.
house in Old Memphis. The magic spell you cast. This is Love the Iron Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see Love the Iron Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday void seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. Love the Iron Rose.
Yes, it was Louis Armstrong's recording of La Vion Rose. I'll take this opportunity to wish you the compliments of the season. Merry Christmas. I'll be back next Monday for my next music programme.